ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma mawlaya kam min qabihin satarta wa kam min fadihin min albala'i aqalta wa kam min itharin waqayta wa kam min makruhin dafa'ta وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرتا.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this part in which Imam Ali alayhi salam states, Allahumma mawlay kam min qabihin satarta. O Allah, O my protector, how many ugly things you have concealed. وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلته. How many tribulations you have warded off. وَكَمْ مِنْ عِثَارٍ وَقَيْتَ. How many stumbles you have removed. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَكْرُوهٍ دَفَعْتَ. How many ordeals you have averted. وَكَمْ مِنْ ثَنَاءٍ جَمِيلٍ لَسْتُ أَهْلًا لَهُ نَشَرْتَ. How much beautiful praise for which I was unworthy of, but you have spread about me. Dear listeners, as you have noticed, this part of the Kumail supplication starts by this phrase, Allahumma mawlai, O Allah, O my protector. In fact, when uttering the phrase my protector in the middle of a Thursday night, the supplicant somehow feels a pleasure which is unique in the world. That is why Prophet Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasalam, states in his prayer to Allah, I have something in my poverty that does not exist in all your property. Allah addressed him, What is that thing, Moses? And he replied, I have a Lord like you. Anyway, the supplicant continues, كَمْ مِنْ قَبِيحٍ سَتَرْتَ. How many ugly things you have concealed. Concealing the ugly deeds is one of the greatest blessings. It is a somehow unique mercy from Almighty Allah towards His servants. When He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, hides the ugly things of His believing servant in this world, He would certainly pay more attention to His repentant servant in hereafter. He will conceal his sins more than before.
I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret. Your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins. nor to conceal my shameful acts. Nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
It is narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, مَا سُتِرَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا سُتِرَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. No ugly thing or deed of a servant is concealed in this world, except that it is concealed in the last day too. You, dear listeners, you might be familiar with some of the narrated supplications recommended by the Prophet sallallahu and his infallible household. The supplications narrated from all our infallible imams. You have seen, there is continuous reference to the Almighty Allah being the concealer of faults. In these supplications, there are always good tidings for the repentant sinner. The tiding is that the merciful Allah would avoid letting his face down in this world and the hereafter. The Almighty Allah will hide his faults. The Almighty Allah will hide his sins and inform no one of his wrongdoing. And it is really interesting, since the supplicant has prepared himself to see Almighty Allah doing these things to him in this world and hereafter. He has confessed to himself being the wrongdoer to himself. He is now regretful. And he has confessed and he has said, I have depended upon your constant remembrance of me. سَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِي وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ. I have depended upon your favor toward me. In fact, the supplicant now is aware of the fact that one of the ways of attracting the Almighty Allah's forgiveness is confession to sins. So, our confession of our sins is in fact our repentance and our return to salvation. As we said, it is narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam saying, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَنْجُو مِنَ الذَّنْبِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَقَرَّ بِهِ. By Allah, no one is saved from his sins unless he confesses to the sins. And now after the confession, the true servant is ordered by the Holy Quran not to despair of God's mercy. لَا تَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Surely God forgives all sins together. Brothers and sisters, we will continue talking about this part of the supplication in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.